This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Blackouts are expected in Ukraine's capital and other regions of the country, according to Ukraine's state electricity operator. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The move comes after Russia's devastating strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Russian forces continue to pound Ukrainian missiles and drones, focusing on power plants, water supplies, and other civilian targets. Moscow has said the recent barrage is a response to what it alleged were Ukrainian attacks on Russian-annexed Crimea. Ukraine has denied those allegations. Russian shelling continued in the city of Nikopol, where two fires broke out and over a dozen buildings, including a gas pipeline, were damaged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards tested a new satellite-carrying rocket on Saturday, according to state media. It's a development likely to anger the United States. Washington fears the same long-range ballistic technology used to put satellites into orbit could also be used to launch nuclear warheads. Tehran has regularly denied having any such intention. Iran state media reported Saturday that President Ibrahim Raisi said Iran's cities were safe and sound after what he called a failed attempt by the United States to repeat the 2011 Arab uprisings in the Islamic Republic. Ongoing anti-government protests at the same time continued for a 50th day. On Saturday, Iran's clerical leadership has struggled to suppress the demonstrations, which erupted in September after the death in custody of a young Kurdish-Iranian woman who'd been detained by morality police for flouting strict laws on women's dress. Activists say hundreds of people, mostly protesters,